Hello everybody, this is Albert from the show From the Hip, and I'm doing a very special episode from Las Vegas. Hi, long time no chat, how are you? I'm very excited to report that I am here in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. I can't sing though. Yesterday morning, wake up on travel day with a little itch in my throat. I happened to clear my throat no less than 600 times yesterday, and this morning I wake up and the thing feels inflamed. It's cool. Trying to fight off any type of ill feelings because I got a busy day. So having so much fun meeting people, talking. Let me tell you. Had a great chat with Peter Billingham. He is a public speaker and speaking coach who's from the UK and a speech writer as well. And we exchanged pleasantries in a Twitter, I don't know what you want to call it, Twitter storm last week when Jared Easley, our friend, said that I sing Elvis, and Peter started tweeting in nothing but Elvis songs for, a couple hours, and it was just hilarious. I finally got a chance to meet. And Peter is a very interesting fella. He actually looks a little bit like Peter Sellers. And he says no one ever told him that. I can't believe that. You want to check him out, go to peterbillingham.com. quite the charming young lad. We just had breakfast at my friend Dustin's meetup at the hotel next to us, which is called the Gold Coast. It's right next to the Rio. And Peter, Jim, and I walked back, and I said, okay, set me straight on some of these UK accents or these English accents. And my gosh, he says there's, I don't know, he said 100 different UK accents, but I'd like to learn, you know, some, maybe the top five. Because I could do the Liverpool on behalf of the band and myself, could do that one. And then he was telling me about a couple of other accents, which I've already forgot the name. I'm going to have to take a little Skype coaching call from Peter just to expand my repertoire. I'd like to be able to go at some point, say, okay, let's do this accent and just be able to pull it off. Kind of neat. I don't know if you're listening. If you have any talents that you have, I'm interested to hear when someone puts you on the spot, how you feel and how you perform. I always feel that, let's say I'm just walking and someone says, oh, do this. It takes me a little bit. Sometimes I can't even do it. At least in my mind, I think I can't do it. Being able to just, at the drop of a hat, drop an accent or a voice. It's more like, I feel more comfortable when it just comes to you. You know. But I'd be interested to hear if that happens to you, if you do anything like that. So yeah, the New Media Expo is happening right now. And the weather here is certainly not frightful. It was 0 degrees this morning, Celsius, and that's 38 degrees warmer Celsius than where it is right now where I'm from. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm wearing my Speedo to breakfast. It's so nice not to be worried your car isn't going to start or make sure there's no exposed skin. Like, I love this weather. It got up to about 15 or 18 last night. It was nice and beautiful to go for a walk. Oh, I'm rambling. It's going to be fun. I hope I could learn things and really bring some cool things in this coming year to people that listen to the show. And just want to say that the biggest thrill I get is the interaction with you out there. So if you ever get a chance to send me a tweet or comment on something, please do so, because you warm my heart. You really do. And I will keep going until my throat completely gives out if my heart is warmed. Yeah, big plans. Big ideas. They're not really crystallized yet for the coming year for the show. I really would like to turn it into a full-fledged podcast, folks. I really would. I like to work. I like to write. I've thought about talking to you about this before. I do some writing, but I don't know if it's my organizational skills that aren't the best. I can't bring lots of times I can't bring the stuff I've written about to life. I really do better when I'm off the cuff, but I do think the quality of the skits and the characters and these situational audio comedies that I have in mind would be better served if I was to write and then let them germinate and then edit and then go back and give them time. But I almost feel like sometimes when I come up with an idea, if I don't put it out there right away, it's like someone else is going to think about it or it's not going to be new. But that's not the case. I mean, look at these guys that write these shows like Breaking Bad, and they write for months and months and months. And then they keep refining it and they get a whole bunch of people. So this is interesting. That's what I'm really looking forward to seeing here this week and at the New Media, because there's going to be these podcasters that are into fiction and storytelling and things like that. And that's really interesting. Who knows what what direction things are going to go exactly, but I want to continue to have fun. This is my New Year's little chat to you. And again, thank you. Even if you've listened to this one time, first time, welcome. But I'm going to get back at it. We got the show, the big keynote is starting in 15 minutes, and I got about 10-minute walk. So thanks. And I'm going to publish this when I get to the free conference Wi-Fi, because let me tell you, being a Canadian in the States with cellular data is the closest thing to sodomy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but it is terrifying for me as a user of data here in the States. So I got to look at the free options. It probably was a horrible analogy, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you've lost faith in me. Okay, arrivederci. Ah, poop, I hit the resume button. I shouldn't have. One more time, arrivederci.